Alrighty, ready. Hello, everybody. Stephen Molyneux from Free Domain. Hope you're doing well. So this woman wrote, it really sort of struck me. I think it's a woman, who knows, it's X. Could be rage baiting from fifth generation warfare pseudo-cultures. Anyway, she wrote, most men are gay. They're literally gay because they don't really like us women. Our natural bodies, they think it's gross. Our interests, they think it's cringe. Spending time with us, they think it's like a responsibility. And if a guy has a girlfriend and instead of date night with her, he genuinely wants to be with the boys and he feels it's a punishment that he can't spend time with the boys. He doesn't really like her. So I genuinely think most men are gay, but they haven't figured it out because being gay is like also too feminine for them and they don't like feminine things. This got like 6.4 million views. And so obviously it's a hot topic. And I have some thoughts, and these are the kinds of thoughts that could literally save your entire genetic lineage. So please pay attention to the staff bot. All right. So the thing that is really, really essential to understand is that men and women have evolved and are designed for each other, foundationally. We are designed for each other. We are the most successful pairing in the entire history of the planet and perhaps even in the entire universe. And, you know, whatever nature has put together, let not ideology split asunder. And that's really foundational. We are designed to fit together, to work together, all this kind of beautiful stuff. So how could it be that men don't like women? Now, it is true that men have a higher sex drive than women, about 70%. About 70% of men have a higher sex drive. And so we have higher sex drives. Now, some cynics will say, well, men have to have higher sex drives to draw them towards women because women are not particularly appealing, but I don't think that's the case. I think that the sex drive and aggression and masculinity is needed because men have to assert their desires and preferences, have to go out and win the woman, because men have to prove their value as providers before women want to go out with them. And what that means, of course, is that men have to be more assertive, more aggressive. Men have to go out, ask women out, and so on. And that's sort of the first barrier. Like, if you can't ask a woman out, then you can't expect her to surrender her womb to your progeny because she can't trust that she'll be there to provide. Because if you can't be assertive enough to ask a woman out, then you can't be assertive enough to go out and win things in the world, right? So that's not going to happen. So you know, men have to have a higher sex drive. Men have to be more aggressive and more assertive. And that's what works. We have evolved to have optimum sex drives for pair bonding, raising children, and so on. So that's all perfect. We are the most successful species. Therefore, we fit together fantastically well as male and female. So one of the biggest psyops that has occurred over the last century, say century and a half, maybe even a little longer, since mid-late 19th century, one of the most successful psyops that has happened in the West is to say that men should be more like women and women should be more like men. And that was a t-shirt I had when I was a kid. Lord knows how it ended up on my skinny little frame, but there was a t-shirt I had when I was a kid, which was a boy standing and it was a cartoon, like a boy standing and a girl standing, and they were both looking into their diapers, and the sign said, Vive les différences. It means celebrate the difference between males and females. Enjoy and celebrate and prefer the difference between males and females. And this Vive les différences, I didn't really understand it at the time, but it is a very foundational temptation, and it's narcissistic. I never expected girls to be like me, because if I wanted girls to be like me, that would make me gay. And I'm not gay, and I wouldn't want a woman to be like a man because I'm not gay, and this is men in general want women to be like women and not like other men. So the big psyop has been to say to men that you should be more like women. You should be more thoughtful. You should be more sensitive. You should be more caring. You should be more empathetic. You should be more considerate. You should care. Like, women's stress hormones go up when they see a cluttered place, right? I mean, for obvious reasons, right? Which is that if a place is cluttered and messy, it's dangerous for her children. Because remember, we evolved having to live with bugs and mice and rats and other sorts of insects that are dangerous and can lay eggs in food and spread disease. So a cluttered house was repulsive to women because, of course, it meant that children were more likely to be bitten, to die, to, right? So that was, you had to keep the place clean and tidy, and there were dust mites and lice and bed bugs and all kinds of things. Like, there were all of these women when I was a kid, they'd take their carpets out, spring cleaning, they called it, take the carpets out after the winter, and they would hang them over the clothesline and beat them vigorously to get all the dust out and so on. Like, we evolved without vacuum cleaners and all other kinds of things that now we have, but of course in the past we didn't. And so a revulsion against dirt and a revulsion against clutter and mess and spills and crumbs and all of these sorts of things. Women, or to put it another way, as they usually do, the women who didn't have revulsion to those things tended to have children with a lower survivability rate, a lower rate of survivability, and she herself might get an infection and so on, right? Because in the past, if there was food left under the refuse, then it would attract bugs and spread germs, and there was mold, and so. Whereas men would generally spend their time out of doors, hunting and farming and fishing and all kinds of stuff. And so men have not developed quite as visceral a revulsion to mess and clutter and crumbs and so on, right? And it's, again, it's perfect. And sorry, when I said women's cortisol levels spike when they come into a messy area, it's true. Like, women will often say, I can't relax while the place is messy. I can't even think straight when the place is messy. And I understand that. I don't particularly mind clutter, but I do recognize that my wife doesn't like it. And I think she's right. I do like being able to find things. And so I will keep my clutter to a minimum or contained within my studio and so on, right? So saying to men, you need to be as concerned with housework as women, is saying to men, you have to be like women. You know, this thing where women get mad, you know, this typical sort of cliched stuff, and it's kind of a real thing, that women tend to get mad at men who forget things like, you know, anniversaries and maybe even birthdays and so on. Well, that's because we're men. Women who get mad because their husband doesn't know all the names of their children's teachers, or what grade they're in, or who all their best friends are, or what the name of their pediatrician is, and the address, and so on. And it's like, well, that's because we are not females, right? And women remember this stuff. I think it's great that they do. I think it's lovely that they do. I'm happy that they do. And I think it's wonderful. But men don't do that kind of stuff. We don't remember those kinds of things. I mean, my wife has this amazing ability to say, oh, it's so-and-so's kids, blah, 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 some celebration, some anniversary, some this, that, and the other. She just remembers all of these things, whereas I don't, right? And on the other hand, whenever we go hiking, I always know the way back. Like, I always know the way. And it's partly because I spent a lot of time in the woods working as a gold panner prospector, but also I just have this instinct for these things. Women know where things are in the house because women were home organizers and men were not. So we know where things are in the woods, like every time we go hiking, and we go hiking pretty long ways and places. Every time we go hiking, I am always aware of where we are and know exactly how to get back. It's just an instinct. Whereas my wife knows where everything is in the house, and It's a wonderful instinct. I don't expect her to be like me in the woods, and she doesn't expect me to be like her in the house, right? Because men were hunters, so you had to, you're constantly as a man when you're out in the woods, you're just unconsciously, or maybe even consciously, you're just noting everything. You're noting like, oh, there's this tree, there's this gully, there's this particular patch of sky, or whatever it is, right? There's this log, there's this, you know, little bookmarks and so on, little landmarks. And that's what you navigate by. And it's an unconscious process. And it's needed, of course, because we'd be out hunting or fighting or whatever it is. Or even, you know, you have to go and find your lost cow. And so you go and find the lost cow and then you come back. So we're different. She knows everything that's going on in the home. I know everything that's going on outside the home. This is why there's this traditional thing that women take care of stuff inside the home and men take care of things outside the home. So there's this psyop, and the psyop is, and generally, it's very conscious and it's very hostile to the birth rate and to general flourishing and human happiness. And the psyop appeals to the great enemy of justice, unfairness. It's unfair, right? So you go to a woman who's home and taking care of the house and raising the kids, and you go to her and you say, your husband should do more housework, right? It's unfair that you do all this housework. And then she says, it's unfair that I do all of this housework. And then she says, you need to do more housework. And then either the man says yes or he says no. It's kind of a shit test, right? Now, if the man says, no, I'm not doing more housework. I'm out working my ass off 10, 11, 12 hours a day. So no, I am not doing more housework unless you want to start doing more wage work. And then she feels that she's not being listened to and he's unfair and he's a patriarch and all of this kind of stuff, right? There is a show by Judd Apatow called Freaks and Geeks, which came out, I don't know, like 25 years ago or something like that. And in it, there's a teenager, Lindsay, her name is, and she has two parents. Her father is a very hard worker. He runs a sporting goods store, and he works 10, 12 hours a day. Now, his wife is a stay-at-home mother. And her kids are both in school, and she has a pretty sweet life. I mean, she obviously doesn't have to work. She doesn't have to have an income. She's not homeschooling and so on, right? So her husband is working 10, 12 hours a day, running his store, I assume at least 6 days a week, maybe more. So he's working very hard. His wife has a pretty sweet gig of being a mother of two teenagers who are out at school all day, and then out with friends and bicycling and things like that all night. And the parents end up reading Lindsay's diary. And Lindsay, in her diary, basically makes a joke about how her father has a fear that his penis will fall off if he offers to help with the dishes. And the father, of course, says at one point, no, I'm not helping with the dishes. I work 10 to 12 hours a day. I'm not coming home to do housework. And rather than say, vive la différence, I don't want my husband to be a female and be as concerned about the home. I don't want my husband to be a female. The wife gets annoyed. And then she says, well, maybe I should just go back to school, huh? Maybe I'll go get a job, right? This is sort of typical leftist subversive stuff, right? Which is to say to women, you are being hard done by because your husband does not do the housework that you do, and that's unfair. And of course, this is a conflict I had with a woman in my 20s. I was working 12 hours a day, 5-6 days a week, and she said, you got to do half the housework. And I said, I absolutely don't, and I won't, because I'm paying all the bills. And she, you know, she kind of seething at that. But I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not being a woman. And also, like, I would just be embarrassed, honestly. Like, this is just a mindset that I couldn't conceive of, that if someone was paying all my bills and all I had to do was an hour or two of housework, I mean, I would say she was so lazy that we ended up dropping off our laundry and having it done at the dry cleaners for us, because she was above that sort of thing. And to me, like, when I was a teen, actually earlier on, but when I was a teen, there was a wonderful family I spent time with, and they co-owned a cottage with another family, and they would invite me up to the cottage. And I was incredibly grateful for this, a chance to get out of the city, a chance to be out in nature. They had dirt bikes, they had snowmobiles. That was just a fantastic place to be. And I would always say, is there any work that I can do while I'm up here? Because I also enjoy physical labor. I have so much in my head and up in my head that I enjoy physical labor quite a bit. I remember when I was in Africa and we were going through the bush, I managed to wrangle one of the machetes from the bush cutters, and I got to cut some bush, which I was thrilled at. I was excited at. It was great. And so I remember I would spend a couple of hours up there on the weekend chopping wood. Loved it. Love chopping wood. It's great. Satisfying. And we had to move an entire outhouse, which was stinky and vile. I remember at another cottage I was at with a different family, I dug a well, which was crazy hot and buggy. But because I'm being invited up, I want to feel like I'm being of utility. So I do physical, hard, manual, challenging labor, and I'm thrilled about it. Because also, you know, they're driving me up and all of that, right? So the idea that somebody would be paying all my bills, and I would then have that person come home tired from 12 hours of work and say, you've got to do the dishes, or here's a bunch of laundry for you to do, that's really something. That to me is, it's incomprehensible to me, because I would be so grateful at that person paying all the bills that I'd be like, hey man, what can I do to make your time at home fantastic? Because I'm so grateful. But what you do is you, as a psyop, it goes that you take people's gratitude away, right? You make them ungrateful, unappreciative. So the psyop is, men need to be more like women. And what women do naturally and well that men don't do naturally and well is a deficiency on the part of men, which is lunatic. Male brains and female brains are as differentiated biologically as male and female reproductive organs. So women have their strengths, men have their strengths. And you say, well, what women do well and men don't do well is deficiency. And what men do well and women don't do well is toxic. So men know how to deal with bad men, because we grew up often with bad men, with bad boys, like with bullies and difficult males. And so good men know how to deal with bad men. And you can see this sort of playing out in the deportation stuff that's going on in America under Trump. And you can see that, you know, the criminals, the rapists, the, you know, murderers and so on, that they're trying to deport them, and the women are blocking it because the women feel bad. In another show called The Lincoln Lawyer, there's a sort of perky, pixie-like blonde woman who's just become a new attorney, and Mickey Haller has a driver, this black fellow, who's out on bail where he's not allowed to hang out with gang members. And of course, he's not allowed to have a weapon and so on. And he's caught with an unregistered firearm in his vehicle. And his parole officer is scouring social media and finds a picture of him with gang members at a party. And rather than say, well, you have an unregistered gun and you're hanging out with gang members, both of which are a violation of your parole, so you're going back to jail, she's like, oh, so sympathetic. And he tells her this story that he was just at a kid's birthday party and the other gang members showed up and I'm getting my tattoos removed. And, you know, you're the one who told me I had to protect Mickey, so I had to get this gun. And like, and she's just like, oh, sympathy, sorrow. And right. And it's crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff. So men know how to deal with bad men, and women should stop talking and let us do it, right? This is the Bukele in El Salvador, just locks up a bunch of people and the crime rate or the murder rate drops like 90-95%. And, you know, this is the three strikes and you're out. I remember many years ago, I think it was Leslie Stahl, vile person. She was on 60 Minutes and this poor black guy was going to jail for the rest of his life for just stealing a single slice of pizza. Oh, it's so unjust. It's so terrible. It's so bad. It's so wrong. Well, it was his third strike. So, and they give sympathetic to the guy. I got kids, man. You know, it's just terrible, right? It's just the sympathy crap that women fall for and then complain that they don't feel safe, man. So men are better at dealing with violence and crime than women are. And women should defer to men in this area. There's stuff that women are better at that men should defer to. So the PSYOP, of course, is saying to men, you are defective women, that female, women are wonderful, it's a war. It's a very recognized phenomenon in psychological testing where there's a massive bias towards women. So there's all of this women are wonderful stuff, and the female is the ideal, which for those in power, it is, because women choose security over freedom. And so the state offers security. It doesn't provide it, but women will trade their freedoms away for that, which is why women want old age pensions and the welfare state rather than private property rights and a meritocracy in the free market as a whole. So men are told you should be more like women. And of course, you get this in school these days all the time, that women look, and you all heard this when you were a kid, right? Oh, look at Emily. You should be like Emily. She's sitting so nicely. Boys, don't be so loud. The girls are sitting so nicely. This female teacher's exasperated at the wild energy of the boys and saying, you should basically shut up, sit down, and be inert like the girls. From the male perspective, it seems that way, right? So boys are told that they are broken girls, and in order to be good, they have to be girls. In order to be good and nice, right? Sugar and spice and all things nice are the girls, snips and snails and puppy dog tails are the boys. And it's a wretched, wretched perspective. But it undermines masculinity, which allows for government expansion to continue without much resistance. And the girls are told that they need to be more like boys, which is why you see all of this endless nonsense about, you know, the 98-pound girl taking on the 6 200-pound guys and winning, right? The sidelicious butt-kicking that you see in shows like Alias and the Alien movies and so on, that girls can kick butt just like boys. And this is the Sheryl Sandberg leaning in. Yeah, there's a pattern. Where she's like, you got to go out and sleep around and experiment and explore your sexuality and like basically be promiscuous. So be like boys. And, you know, a man who thumps a table is assertive. A woman who thumps a table is just being bitchy, you know, and you got to be out there and you got to be assertive and you got to take what's yours and you got to be a riot girl and a tank girl and a GRRRL girl. I don't give a damn about a bad reputation, right? You got to be a Joan Jett. And you can tear your fishnet stockings and get tattoos and snarl and snarl and I don't know what the word snarl is, but it's something like snarl and girl. And you can be a boss babe and a tough bitch and hard and harsh and dominant and, right, all this kind of crap, right? And it fries people's entire attraction mechanism and they can't pair bond because men are designed to pair bond with the feminine. And women are designed to pair bond with the masculine. But when you tell men to be women and you tell women to be men, pair bonding fails, which is why marriages are failing, relationships are failing. Situationships are there. Women won't commit. And of course, the real truth comes out in women's romance novels. Women's romance novels are not about a feminine guy who just wants to listen to all of her problems without providing solutions and runs an NGO and doesn't make much money and is physically weak, right? That's not what, right? It's like semen bull milking farm or whatever the hell it is and, you know, violent psychopaths and vampires. Because vampires are cool for women because vampires offer up sexuality and money, and they're, well, they offer sexiness and money, but without the woman having to provide children, right? It's lazy. It's lazy. So when this woman on the X tweet says, you know, I don't think that men like women. It's like, no, we love women. We are totally, like, men are total soft touches for feminine women. But the real power of the female is being female, not being like a man. Because if the woman is aggressive and the woman is dominant, the woman is bossy and the woman is entitled and the woman is blah, 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 then the man will not be attracted to her. So when this woman says, I don't think that men like women, it's like, no, no, we love women. That's what we're entirely designed to love for, provide for, support and nurture and protect women. That's what we're absolutely designed from the frickin' ground up, from the soles of our feet to the tops of our thinning hair. We are designed to worship, adore, love, and protect women. But there's a catch. You have to be female. You have to be feminine for this to work. In order for the penis to work in that spot, there has to be a vagina there. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It just bumps up against the closed harbor. And vive la différence is to say, yeah, we're different, and it's fun, and it's cool, and it works well together. So when this woman says that men don't like women, men like women, men love women, because men have to be designed to pair bond very well, because men have reproductive options that vastly outstrip women's reproductive options. And so a man who doesn't pair bond and doesn't really love and attach to his wife, to the mother of his children, when she gets to 40 to 45 and he's 40 to 45, he will just abandon her and go start a new family, right? He has that option. He can just go start a new family. He's got lots of resources. His sperm is still healthy and viable. He can go and pick up at 40 some 20-year-old young woman and start a whole new family. But he doesn't, because men attach, men pair bond. But men pair bond to women. Sorry to be annoying, sorry to be me, but men pair bond to women, not to women trying to be men, which is kind of an odd thing for a heterosexual woman to try to be a man is an odd thing. I'm not talking about lesbian or gay or anything like that. I'm just talking about straight men and straight women. For a straight man to be, or to have as his goal or his ideal, to be more like a woman will make the woman unhappy. And it has been very clear that the evidence is in the data. I'm not saying this stuff out of my armpit. The evidence is in, the data is clear, that as men have done more and more housework, women are less and less happy. Because a straight woman doesn't want a man who's like a woman, and a straight man doesn't want a woman who's like a man. And the psyop has been to say to women, be like men, to say to men, be like women, and to provoke, and the target is largely women, to provoke a sense of unfairness, that if your man is not like you, you're being taken advantage of, like this wonderful phrase, unpaid labor. Women's unpaid labor. Look at all the unpaid labor. It's like, unless you're living in the woods on nothing, is not unpaid, right? I'm sure that the woman I knew in my 20s was listening to a bunch of, reading a bunch of feminist stuff, and she was like, well, look at all this unpaid labor. And it's like, but it is paid because I'm paying the bills. It is paid. And so if a woman feels like she can be a man, then she doesn't need a man, right? This is the classic feminist trope, which is, well, you see this on X as well, or other social media. Say, well, the reason that your grandmother stayed with your grandfather was she was economically trapped and had no options. Or another way of putting it is she trusted your grandfather and surrendered to his care, right? So what they say to women, subversive people, what they say to women is, you got to have your own income, honey, because if he decides to leave you, or he gets bored, or he has an affair, or whatever, then you're going to be out on your ass with nothing. You got to keep working, got to keep your education up, got to keep your resume. You can't just stay home. So they say that it's not that you trust your husband and respect and care about him and know that he's going to provide for you. And, you know, you could say, but you could die or he gets sick. But that's what disability insurance and life insurance is for. So that's not what we're talking about here. So worrying about income and finances, well, worrying about income is a male thing, and telling women, well, you need to have your own source of income so that you can be like a man. You can have the security of a man. Well, that just means that she's less feminine, less female, right? And saying to a man, you need to do half the housework, is saying to him, you need to be female, right? If you were sensitive and thoughtful and remembered people's birthdays and couldn't stand a mess and blah, 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 then everything would be great, right? And then women find themselves responding less to men because a woman wants a man to be a man and a man wants a woman to be a woman. Embrace your femininity, embrace your masculinity. We are a fantastic team when we work together. And just the idea that you need to become the other sex, well, it's not possible. Men and women's brains are different. A man, again, talk about straight men, straight women, blah, blah, blah. A man cannot inhabit a woman's brain. All he can be is less masculine. If I say, well, I'm going to stop speaking English, I'm going to learn some language that's fundamentally impossible for me to learn, I don't end up speaking that other language. I'm no longer speaking my own language. I just end up kind of mute. I don't speak English anymore. I can't really learn this new language well at all. So I just end up with a sharply reduced vocabulary and unable to express myself. I have diminished. And that's bad. And a woman who tries to become, you know, mentally, a straight woman who tries to become mentally a man, she can't become a man mentally because her brain is different. And again, I know that there's a widespread of these kinds of things. I'm really just talking about the averages. So all she can become is less feminine. She can't become masculine. All she can become is less feminine. And then women who like this woman says, well, men just want to spend time with other men. And it's like, but men who are straight, sure, we enjoy our male friendships and we want to spend time with men, but we want to spend time with people who are authentically themselves. And our male friends are authentically themselves, but a lot of the females in our life are trying to mentally become men and they just become less themselves. And that's kind of exhausting. It's kind of exhausting to be around people who are trying to be something that they can't be. So I hope that makes sense and, you know, really resist this psyop, relaxing into the feminine, which is beautiful, and asserting the masculine, which is wonderful, is really so essential to maintaining this kind of pair bond. So I hope this all makes sense. I love you guys for your support of the show, freedomain.com/donate to help out the show. Really, really would appreciate it. Have yourself a beautiful evening, my friends. Lots of love. I'll talk to you soon.